From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has been removed from the last two major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of that border near the Euphrates Valley. Jihadist group self-proclaimed Caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq with simultaneous assaults on Deir ez-Zor in Syria and Al-Qaim in Iraq. Amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula, President Trump received a classified briefing late Friday from the U.S. Military Specific Command upon his arrival in Hawaii, en route to Asia, where he will be attending the East Asia Summit. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster details President Trump's agenda for his meetings in Asia.
The president's trip will focus on three goals. First, strengthening international resolve to denuclearize North Korea. Second, promote a free and open Indo-Pacific region. Third, advance American prosperity through fair and reciprocal trade and economic practices.
Many of President's supporters are eager to hear him speak a hard line on the Chinese trade and economic practices he railed against as a candidate for president. U.S. military, for the first time, has conducted two airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Somalia. U.S. Air Command said the two strikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia. They were carried out in coordination with the Somalian government. IS-linked fighters who have split from the Somali-based Al-Shabaab in the past couple of years pose a growing threat. This is VOA News. A militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, has made his first appearance in a U.S. federal court where he was ordered held in custody until a preliminary next week. Mustafa Aliman, a Libyan national, is facing charges of killing a person in the course of an attack on a U.S. federal facility and providing material support to terrorists resulting in death. Charges stem from the September 11, 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi by Islamic militants that killed U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. A Palestinian militant group says several of its members have been killed when Israelis destroyed a cross-border tunnel being dug by militants from the Gaza Strip. Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting.
The deaths came when Israel blew up the cross-border route dug by militants from the Strip. Members of the Islamic Jihad group praying for their missing comrades. They say they've been denied access and are unable to recover the bodies. Israel defending its actions, saying the tunnel's destruction was carried out on its own side of the border. A total of 12 said to be killed. Two of them said to belong to Hamas, the dominant Islamist group in Gaza. Both it and Islamic Jihad have sworn to retaliate. Hamas accuses Israel of trying to undermine a reconciliation deal it struck with the president of the Palestinian Authority last month.
Reuters Pascal Davies reporting. A nutritional assessment by the UN's Children's Fund finds life-threatening malnutrition rates soaring among the children of Rohingya refugees who have fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar. Meantime, the UN refugee chief says the growing crisis of global displacement is the result of weak international cooperation. UNHCR's Carol Batchelor says statelessness or displaced people are among those who suffer the most.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that come that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
UNHCR urges all states to naturalize stateless and displaced minority groups. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the program. This is the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today I've got two feature interviews for you. First, Michael McGee speaks with me in Odense, Denmark about SOFAR. This global music network produces intimate gigs in 385 cities around the world, including some in Africa. Bill Odidi also brings us an interview with South African songstress Birdie. She was on tour recently in Nairobi. Also, there's fan mail at the bottom of the hour. And at the 45, Kwame Ofori joins me to present the Song of the Week. Other music news. In Kampala, a SOFAR concert is happening in a secret location on November 5th. If you don't know what SOFAR is, just stay tuned for my interview with Michael McGee and he'll tell you all about it. The All Africa Music Awards, AFRIMA, is amping up. That happens November 10 through 12 in Lagos and you can vote online now. In Ghana, rapper and social activist Edem is holding his annual music festival, Edem Fest, that takes place November 3rd in his hometown in the Volta region. Starting off the show, here's Hinizi with hot traditional dance music from Central Mali. Everybody. That was Hinizi with Yayao, the title track of their freshman album recorded in Ségou, Mali, 2016. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa with me, Heather Maxwell. Now Mukumba serves up the best from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe.
Mokomokole. this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Okay, here's Petit Kandia with Touche Na, featuring Kandia Kora. This is Heather. In just a minute, Michael McGee of So Far explains how these little intimate gigs held in secret places and cities all over the world are exploding with popularity, revolutionizing the live concert experience. But first, this little interlude from Manuel Wanji.
Come on, Right. Now, it's time to meet Michael McGee. I was in Odense, Denmark recently, where I met him and learned about this amazing thing called SOFAR.
Hi, my name is Michael McGee. I'm from Northern Ireland.
So tell me about this music concert program.
So in Odense, Denmark, I arrange SOFAR Sounds concerts. SOFAR Sounds is not just in Odense, it's the whole way around the world. It's in 5 continents around the world, more than 60 countries, 379 cities.
And what is it exactly?
So it started off in 2009 in London. 3 guys, they went to a concert, the Friendly Fires concert, actually. And what they heard was people talking, people playing on the phones, the clanging of bottles at the bar. And they couldn't really feel a connection with the music. Mm-hmm. So they went back and they thought, let's just have a concert in our living room. So they had a concert in the living room. The first concert they had, there was 8 people there.
8.
8 people there, yeah. A month later, they did the same thing again. Mm-hmm. There was 20 people there. It grew rapidly. And within the past 9 years, from that one living room concert, we're talking about a global phenomena here, right the whole way around the world. And in fact, last week, they had their 10,000th SOFAR Sounds concert. Yeah.
So what about Africa? Do they have SOFAR concerts in Africa?
They sure do. They have it in Cairo, Nairobi, Johannesburg, Kampala, and Cape Town.
What kind of music is it that's performed in these parties?
So the whole SOFAR Sounds concept is to bring stripped back music to intimate venues. It can be any kind of genre. It can be blues, it can be jazz, it can be poetry, it can be pop, it can be country. What makes a SOFAR Sounds concert different from a normal concert is that it's low key. People come in, it can be in a living room, they take their shoes off. There's no talking at the concert. It is just a pure connection between the audience and the musician, something we unfortunately rarely experience in music concerts today.
This road we're leading on won't lead to nothing but bloodshedding. You best ride that way. The water gonna take you to the mountaintop. But wasn't that your goal?
And you said that there's an arrangement where you have 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes.
The normal concert would be musicians play for 20 minutes and then there's a break. And then another band plays for 20 minutes and there's a break. You might have 3 or 4 different bands or musicians playing on any given night. But stripped back,
yeah.
You know, if they normally do a more upbeat kind of rock thing, they bring it back down. They use a Cayenne instead of a drum kit. They use an acoustic guitar instead of electric guitar. The other interesting thing is that people really want to come to these concerts, but they don't know where it's going to be. They don't know who's going to be playing. So the venue and the lineup is always a secret. People just sign up to come, so everything is a surprise. The venue is a surprise, and the music is a surprise. So if you come to a SOFAR Sounds concert, you're going to be introduced to new music and perhaps new genres of music that you weren't aware of before.
In the hushit al ahzan khala.
SOFAR Sounds is a place for established musicians, but it's a very important place for up-and-coming musicians to come and show their stuff. Because in a lot of cities, including my own in Odense, there lacks a venue for up-and-coming music. So people come and they play at a SOFAR Sounds concert and they can develop their audience.
And what does SOFAR stand for? Like SOFAR out?
SOFAR stands for Songs from a Room.
Songs from a Room.
Do you want me to talk about the major concert that happened 2 weeks ago? So last week, on the 20th of September, all of these SOFAR cities, normally they operate under their own terms, but on the 20th of September, they were all united under one cause to have a global day of music in 24 hours. So it started off in Auckland, New Zealand, and it moved around the world, and it ended up in Seattle. And they had major musicians. They had Ed Sheeran. They had Emily Sandé. They had Moby playing. And the whole idea was to raise funds and support for refugees. The whole meaning behind it was that if we are able to work together, a handful of music lovers and musicians can work together to arrange music on a global scale in support of refugees. There's no excuse for our politicians not to work together to give people without a home a home.
Thank you very much.
This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. That was Michael McGee and me discussing SOFAR from Odense, Denmark. The music in the segment is taken from various SOFAR concerts that took place in Cairo, Nairobi, and Johannesburg.
I want to know what's up. Your honey pot is my number one in town. If you cook in a cook up, begin a cook. Anywhere she enter, baby, they cause kasala. Indianapolis, Miami, Conefe, Gucci, Prada, designer, corner, yeah. Anywhere she enter, baby, they cost kasala.
This is Heather. Next up, fan mail. Yeah, it's back.
Jahem C. sent me this on WhatsApp. Hello, greetings. Am Jahem C. from Cameroon, based in Yaoundé. Am an artist. Then he shot me an audio file, adding, this is my new released song, Money Yap Man. All right, let's listen.
Jump, brother. Tell me, say the money never ever come away. So make I give her money.
So make I give her money.
I wanna rule like a king, but I know I'm getting money.
Like money, yeah, yeah.
She tell me, say she never does a good life of the others.
Just want this story.
She went Gucci bag, Versace, Ferrari, burn a lack of money.
You know they are done.
Money lucky, like, yeah.
Money, money, yeah.
Money lucky, like, yeah.
Money, money, yeah.
Money lucky, like, yeah.
Money, money, yeah.
Money lucky, like, yeah.
All right, Jahem, nice song. Thanks for sending it. This is Music Time in Africa fan mail, peeps. If you liked that song or want to send one of your own or just a shout out or message, hit me up on WhatsApp at +1 202 203 4118. +1 202 203 4118. Here's the second one. A Mr. Johnny M. Gaspella from Nigeria sent me this on Facebook. Hi, Dr. Heather. It's been a long time, but I've been listening to your program. Do you play gospel music, too? Hey, Mr. Johnny, good to hear from you, and really good to know that you're a longtime listener. To answer your question, no, we don't play gospel music. I'm sorry. It is a truly wonderful genre, though. This is Fan Mail, now every week at the bottom of the hour. So reach out.
I don't get that lot. God, you win. And I don't pay my rent. God, you win. There be one for my hand, but God be with me. There be one keep my joy, but God be with me. I say anything them do, now God do it. No, now God do it. No, now God do it, no. Anything them do, now God do it. No, now God do it. No, now God do it, no. I don't change my name to God do it. I no more, I don't buy more to God do it. They say my market no go sell, but God be win. And then we say I no go blow, but God be win. Them my brother, make them try their luck. My God go win, no my God go win, no my Lord go win, no. And little them do not God do win, no not God do win, no not God do win, no. As you don't pass exam, now God be win. And then we say you no go pass, but God be win. Wake up, see today, last song, now God be with you. Uh-huh. Robbers, they rob, they no see you, brother. They no see you, my sister. Oh, yeah, Bella. Champagne today, God you win. Uh-huh. And we go there, dance, 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 cause God you win. Oh, ele-le-le, anything you win, now God you win. And if you win election, my brother, God you win. Like if you win the contracts, my friend, God you win. And if you check the countdown, my brother, God you win. And if your market sell,
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Baba Zani, Washa, Iwe Ya no nunca.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That was Babes Wodumo with her steamy, dreamy kind of Kwaito sound. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it's time now for my second feature interview of the day. Another female artist from South Africa. Whole different style, though. Birdie. Bill Odidi reports.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. Hello, great to hear from you as usual. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa in Nairobi. And you know, this city is such a melting pot of music. We meet African musicians from right across the continent. Just a few weeks ago, I met a young South African singer called Tribute Mboweni, also known as Birdie, while she was performing in Nairobi. We got chatting about her career and her debut album, which is called Birdie.
Tribute, Birdie Mboweni, and I come from South Africa, on the north of South Africa in Mpumalanga. I grew up in the church, you know, and so the music comes from the church, really, with a great influence from all the things that, all the music that my father used to listen to, from reggae to gospel music, jazz much later. And, you know, as I grew up, I discovered your R&B and your soul, and that sort of, you know, influenced me quite a bit. And then later on, just fell in love with our own traditional sounds, South African sounds, which have also just found their way into my music. So my friends started calling me Songbird, and eventually it just became Birdie.
Let's play some music, and you'll be selecting one song from your album.
The album is titled Birdie, and
naturally,
yes, naturally, and yeah, it's my debut album, and it's been interesting, you know, what's been happening with as a result of the album. I'm here because, mm-hmm, you know, people have discovered the music, and you know, through that debut album. So yeah,
yes. So what are we going to play from the album?
Let's play Makumete.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Here it comes then.
What impact has this album had on your career so far?
It's opened my eyes to a lot of things. It's done so much for me as a person. Generally, South Africans like to hear the stuff that they used to, you know, and it's mostly because of the stuff that's played largely on radio. But, you know, people have been opening up to other languages, because we've got 11 official languages in South Africa.
11?
Yes.
And which one do you speak?
I grew up in a multicultural family, so I speak Shangaan and Zulu. Mm-hmm. My dad is Shangaan, so I'm Shangaan. And okay. My mom.
And then the songs on the album are largely what?
There's Shangaan songs. I'm writing more and more of
some
those.
Zulu songs in there.
Some
as
Zulu
well?
Songs, yeah. Yes. I think the first sort of Zulu song that I wrote was a tribute to my mother. So it made sense to me that I write it in Zulu, because she was Zulu speaking. Yeah. So it's been amazing to see people who don't speak my home language, you know, reacting quite positively to songs that they don't really understand, you know, songs that are in a language that they don't really interact with much.
Yeah. Listen, it's been fantastic speaking to you, but we've got one more song to play. This one has got a different sort of vibe.
Komanani, that's the last song we're going to play.
And Komanani would mean?
Komanani means let us unite. And this is a, you know, a message to all Africans, you know, to say we're all the same, we're all one people, so let's unite.
I've seen a lot of faces, different shades of black. I've seen in places just like you and I. The struggles are the same, the same. I've left a piece of me in this place. Took a part of them that I made on the way. In the end, I realized we're all the same, the same.
Komanani, we're all the same by tribute Birdie Mboweni, a fantastic young singer from South Africa who recently performed here in Nairobi and was gracious enough to speak to us about her career and her debut album. That's just about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi. Now I'll hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thank you so much, Bill. I've got one more guest coming up in just a few minutes. That's Kwame Ofori, who joins me for our Song of the Week. But first, let's get down with Falz, La Fête.
Yeah. Bad guys in the building. I told you I'm the life of the party. Why your guys want they try to lead that beat? BTN don't go, make me want to hack. So I me them side, Sholo Maggi. Mommy see, I know be little spender. I got a shitload of that legal tender. I'm thinking how we met is not coincidental. I can make a life just a little better. Have you ever been to Lagos? Have you been with a guy from my city? Hakuna Matata. I like your Matako, my titi. Le great tout est magique. Et puis mille je veux danser. Tu es magnifique, me like style élégant, enchanté. Mademoiselle, c'est le moment, le moment de faire la fête,
faire la fête.
C'est le moment, le moment de faire la fête,
faire la fête.
Oh ya oh dear neighbor, baisse ma
go magnet.
C'est le moment, le moment de faire la fête,
faire la fête.
Oh ya shoulder, oh ya shoulder. I give you quelque chose de léger, little. Oh, chez toi, mon petit dés, skiffou. Encore répété, for me, baby boo. Ooh, la la, move a little closer. That thing you do with the tickle, my little soldier. You need to shock, you they look a little sober. I get the Hennessy with just a little soda. Beaucoup d'alcool, de la bonne musique, et beaucoup de filles. I am having the time of my life with some ladies that are dressed to kill, kill. Why you come my party, call they stand for the corner. See your mates, they dance for the dollar. I didn't make you rain, oh, life of a rockstar. Party all night, then crash to back dollar. C'est le moment de faire la fête.
Faire la fête.
C'est le moment de faire la fête.
Faire la fête.
Oh ya, oh dear neighbor,
neighbor.
Baisse ma co-magnet.
Co-magnet.
C'est le moment,
moment,
le moment de faire la fête.
Faire la fête.
Oh ya, shoulder.
This is Heather
Peter Maxwell, Music Time in Africa.
VOA.
Kwame Ofori joins me now to present our Song of the Week.
Hey, 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 Heather.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. So, let's discuss this new Song of the Week.
This week we have a song titled Gutamiza, which is by B2C and Radio and Weasel. And Heather, trust me, when you have five guys talking about how love is intoxicating on one song, then you know it's a good one.
So, yeah, I heard it too, and I love it. It's actually very beautiful.
Oh, yes, it is.
I like how B2C and Radio and Weasel sound together.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yes.
It's really good. So, from Uganda, of course, for those of you who don't know who B2C and Radio and Weasel are, what kind of waves have people been making on the continent about this song, Kwame?
So, people in Uganda definitely love it. And Gutamiza means intoxicating. So, basically, the song is love is intoxicating. And you know Africans, when it comes to love and intoxication, blend it together, have B2C and Radio and Weasel, it's a hit.
All right, let's listen to it then.
You're so tempting. But when close, I cough like a smile on my face. Like a tuba cueva femores. Sing a bandicida formula. Pensa mera confia one on ponya binocular. I'm a student, Jacobi Gango. So messa brulos or so messa singular. Maybe our love is never to rest. Cause real love is meant for the best.
Rocket, 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 rocket. Omutimo kuwara banya kya dem yumadi. One saga dachi woku nezi mati dooma. Ngapira ukuru saniya. Kam kam muka gari ne mati da kwaku. Wamu jesube wange denda luma. Wansi jamu komera nesimba nekali nagawala yinkuli. Nasipo wanda ilabate sisirina. Mutima kwensi gaza yume wana ndoni.
Jatika kukweka nga chama. Yeah. Mapenzi lako iko liko tam tam. I love you every day but now I lala boba jam. Siri na mulala baby echo siji jam. Na valika wala wala irimu traffic jam.
Yeah. Ita ya manda chika ti stamina. The way she move the way she want in love and fall in her. This love is flowing like a river night. This love is strong and will never die. She take me to the top, surprises and stop. And she never turn back to me, girl. She never give it up when you stuck, never stop. She pull up, but put and repeat.
She's amazing, sent and crazy, but she care for me. Now she care for me. She the reason I'm in prison, girl. Come set me free. Come set me free.
Your love is original.
So original, so original.
I'm a busy gonga gata wanya.
All right, that was Guta Miza, a gorgeous love song.
Oh, yes.
And
I loved it.
I did too. It is our
Song of the Week.
See you next time. Thanks, Kwame.
You're welcome.
Here's the last song for today, Sonfo by Africando.
Aha! I'm Olu, Ale Frade. Ale Frandiana Moto, Nyelanye. My coming Kelan Tufo. Naka Kenya Ndufo, Nama Kenya Tapola. Ntese.
That was Africando, closing out this edition of Music Time in Africa. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to Michael McGee speaking with me about So Far. The background music to that segment included live recordings of So Far concerts by African artists Asia Madani in Cairo, Paja Schneider in Johannesburg, Ahmed Safi in Cairo, and Femi Koya in Johannesburg. Also, thanks to Bill Odidi and to Birdie for their interview from Nairobi, and to Kwame Ofori for joining me on the Song of the Week. Finally, a shout out to Johnny Gaspella and Jahem for writing fan mail and for submitting your song to us here in Washington. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 20 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa.